you. Now I'm going to give you each a couple seconds to plug something. Larkin, have you got anything to plug yet?
I'm hoping to see Big Fatty this weekend. We'll see.
Really?
I'm You're going to plug Big Fatty?
That's going to be a big plug.
I don't know if Big Fatty gets plugged often, but I'll try.
he needs to get plugged often. He's a good guy.
Well, good for you. I'm jealous.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 116 of the BFO for Friday the 6th. No, it's not. Oh, fuck. Friday the 11th of July, 2008, and Big Fatty has gone from the heat wave in San Francisco to 98 degree temperatures here in Palm Springs. Oh, Lord, y'all, I am in the Palm Springs, and I am podcasting from my room here at the Helios Resort, and that's spelled H-E-L-I-O-S. If you'd like to go look at their www, you can see the kind of place that Big Fatty is staying, and I'm using the Snowflake microphone, and I'm just trying to decide where the best place to put it is while I'm doing this. Now, I am podcasting on stomach today. I am laying on the bed, and I'm POS, podcasting on stomach. And the ceiling fan is on, so you'll probably hear that. And the room is kind of echoey, too, I think. But hopefully it won't be too annoying. And if it is, then go fucking listen to something else. We have had no problems with the flight down from the San Franciscos to the Palm Springs. The rental car return went flawlessly, and we took the little tram that takes you from the rental car place over to the Alaska Airlines. Now, we flew the Alaska Airlines because it's one of the few that has a direct flight from the San Franciscos into the Palm Springs. And so the flight was fine. The people on there were very nice. The plane was jam-packed except for the middle seat right next to Big Fatty. It was a window seat, a middle seat, and Big Fatty was on the aisle, and then across the aisle was Miss Kitty. So old Larry came, and he sat down in the window seat, and Big Fatty was in the aisle seat, and no one sat in the middle seat. So I did not have to get the seatbelt extender. I just used the clasp from my seat and the holder from the other seat, and was able to kind of spread out, as you say. And they had good little snick-a-snacks on there. They were selling snick-a-snacks. Oh my God, I need a nap. A little nip-a-nap. They were selling snick-a-snacks, but they also, instead of the peanuts or the pretzels, they gave you a party mix or something like that, and it had little pretzels in it and little cheese crackers and then some barbecue corn sticks, and they were good, y'all. And Big Fatty was hungry, and Miss Kitty and I are in the Palm Springs, and we are here at the resort. We checked in. There were no problems with check-in. The rooms are very nice. We are not sharing rooms here in Palm Springs. So, Big Fatty is here podcasting alone. Oh, woe is me. But I'm really not alone because, you know what? I've got a couple of voice letters. And since tomorrow, or when you're listening to this today, the 11th of July, it's the most important day in the Apple Snackers world because the new iPhone comes out tomorrow. So I think we need to do some voice letters.
Hello.
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 Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Man. Fat and tired. Which means I've turned into Big Fatty. What's up, Big Fatty? It's Eric, the Southern Boy. It's been a while, hasn't it? I'm listening to your show. I was listening to you talk about what other people might do while they're listening to your show. I'll have you know that I listen to you in the mornings when I get to the office and I have run out of coffee, and I take a nice long trip down to the really good coffee shop that's about 8 or 9 minute walk away from the office. So your episodes are just about long, just about the right size for me to turn it on as I get up from my desk, walk all the way down to pick up some coffee, and come back. And I've had Big Fatty in my ear the whole time. I love it. And I have one other question. Like, when the hell are you bringing the Ham Hock Express up to New York, huh? You're going to Florida. You go to the Californias. When are you coming to NYC? You know, some of us can't keep up with your crazy busy schedule, so the least you could do is come up here. All right, you're fat.
Me! Well, Eric, the Ham Hock Express, I like that. Big Fatty would love to come to New York, but there just hasn't been an opportunity to do that. And, you know, as soon as Big Fatty gets back to Charleston, he's going to have to start doing his own little New York thing, because it's time. When I get back on Tuesday night the 15th, my auditions for Biloxi Blues are on Sunday the 20th and Monday the 21st. So Big Fatty's got to get it in gear and get focused on that. Not to mention that coal mine thing that kind of pays the bills and all. But, well, Eric, I'm delighted to know that as you go to get your El Grande, that you listen to El Grande. And that's quite nice. Now, I was just wondering, does coffee have the same effect on you as it has on Big Fatty? And if that were the case, probably that trip back from the coffee shop would be a little bit quicker because, you know, Big Fatty would be about ready to shit his pants. Okay. Now, speaking of podcast, well, Eric's really not a podcaster anymore because he doesn't really do his show anymore. He's fat and his vagina has scabbed over. He needs a scraper. But I do have a voice letter from another podcaster.
Hey, it's Tim Gormall, and it is about 10 minutes of 5 on Thursday, and I am in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. Here with the lovely Ron Pratasoho, and we are just waiting on our connecting flight into Palm Springs. So, with that, we will see you very soon. But I did have to tell you that the reason I had to call was because, you know, when we got on the plane in Baltimore, I knew that it was going to be ruined because I looked out the plane window, and on the wing was written the word hoist. So, Big Fatty ruins the flight once again. Anyway, I hope your bearded plane landed okay in the Palm Springs and that you're at the Hora Hotel having a little Hora Hootenanny, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. So, y'all, there are two of your favorite podcasters, and by favorite, I mean you love Tim and you put up with the fat one. But Tim Cormall from Tim Collin Ambulance and his other half, Ron, are here in the Palm Springs as well. They are not staying at the Hara Hotel, the Helios. And there was something I meant to mention about that. Y'all, they have added some accoutrements since Big Fatty was here 2 years ago. Y'all, it used to be that the two guys that ran the place lived on property. Well, they have moved off property, so the apartment that they used to live in is now an indoor play area, which is fabulous, you know, because the heat is just killer. And let me just give you a curtain up to 98 degrees. And by the way, they're expecting thunderstorms here Friday and Saturday. So, you know, it never rains in Southern California, but baby, it pours. Yeah, it pours. I have no idea what that was all about. But anyway, the apartment that the guys that, by the way, one of the guys, he is just delicious, got the tattoos and tall and kind of goofy and yummy yum. So, you know, they run around and next to nothing. By the way, before I tell you about the horror thing, you know, in the room, one of the amenities in the room is that there are robes in the room, but there are also sarongs, so you can wrap a colorful sarong around you. Thank God there are two of them in the room, so I will be able to tie the two of them together and be able to use it that way. But anyway, the old owner's apartment has been turned into the indoor horror space. Y'all... Now, it's not a real big space, but in this space, there are four slings. Yeah. So, Big Fatty walked in and went, well, hello, Palm Springs. Thank you very much. There are four springs, shit, Jesus Christ. There are four slings, and so there could be some very fun, inappropriate touching going on here at the Horror Hotel. And the big horror event doesn't start until tomorrow, so I'm not quite sure how many participants are here at the hotel yet, but because they do the day and the night pass thing also. So anyway, but so that is the update on that. Now, Tim and Ron are staying at another gay resort. Palm Springs has lots of these small gay resorts, you know, anywhere from, you know, six to, I think the largest one is about 20, maybe 25 rooms. But these small little resorts, and they all have their own little saltwater pool, and it's all clothing optional, and it's men only. Sorry, Nessa, I can't bring you to the hotel. But Wes... excuse me, that's Miss Wes. And Miss Wes is staying at one of these also, but he's not staying at the one that I'm staying at, nor is he staying at the one that Tim Cormall is staying at, which I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, I think that is that's about all I had to say about that. Is that right? It seems to me like I had some e-letters I wanted to talk to people about. Oh, yeah, it was the lack of e-letters. But, y'all, I have gotten a few e-letters, and but I've deleted them all. So, oh, well. Let's see. What else does Big Fatty need to talk about? Let's go over to the listener map, because, you know, y'all, by the way, the pictures have posted... of the Menzies in the Big Brother house, and I hope you will go over there and take a look at those, because Freddie is all excited about Stephen. Well, all of us are going to be excited about Stephen, because Stephen is wearing the a t-shirt that advertises Freddie's favorite beer, and Freddie wants to sit on Stephen's face or something, go for a mustache ride, and anyway, and I still hadn't figured out who little Brian reminds me of. But anyway. All right, over to the listener map now. Y'all, I was listening to, I was catching up on a few podcasts, because I hadn't been listening to podcasts since I've been out here, but I was listening to Archer shows on the plane down here. You know, because I really wanted to sleep, and I knew that would put me to sleep. But anyway... I'm going to tell you something. I listened to that one where Anthony was talking about gun control. And, you know, Mr. Larkin and others kind of pistol whipped Anthony on that. And I'm not saying that Anthony didn't deserve it, but I'm just saying it was a smackdown. It was a smackdown, and you know, an interweb smackdown. So if y'all haven't listened to that one, go listen to that one. And then, since I hadn't been really listening to podcasts, I saw that one of Archer's shows was called The Border Is Down. And I thought that this had something to do with you know, the Mexicans. And the, you know, the border, they've taken the border down, and I didn't know what that was all about, because, you know, the Mexicans is, the immigrations is the big thing now. Y'all, there's not a fucking person who has joined the ham map. It's not a ham map, it's a listener map. So if you haven't joined, go over there to the BFO, and please do that. And well, Big Fatty, you've almost run out of time now by just rambling on, and now it's time for Memory Lane Music. Well, y'all, since I'm in the desert, I could think of nothing more appropriate to play for today's Memory Lane Music. It's very easy.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Well, y'all, if you didn't get that one, you're fucking stupid, because that was the theme from Days of Our Lives, which is a soap opera, which has aired nearly every weekday since November the 8th, 1965, on NBC. And y'all, I was just looking down through the storyline and all this kind of stuff, and this one little thing caught my eye. When Days of Our Lives premiered in 1965, the show revolved around the tragedies and triumphs of the suburban Horton family. Well, of course, it had to be the Hort. So, but now, y'all, there is an announcer on Days of Our Lives who was also a performer on the show, but he usually says his name as part of that opening, and I found that little clip without his name. Now, do you remember what the announcer's name is? Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives. It was MacDonald Carey. So, and I'm sure Auntie Vera Charles does a much better impression of MacDonald Carey than Big Fatty does. Now, y'all, it is Friday the 11th of July, and that means that the new iPhone is out. Oh, dear Gussie. The new iPhone is out, but it is also Cow Appreciation Day. So if you are near a Chick-fil today, remember, if you will dress up like a cow and go into the store, they will give you not just the Chick-fil sandwich, they will give you the Chick-fil meal. That comes with the waffle fries and the beverage, not the milkshake. You probably have to pay extra for that. But y'all, I hope somebody will, for the love of God, go and dress up like a cow, and for the love of God, take pictures. Y'all, I'm out of voice letters. I am here in Palm Springs. I've got to have something for next week, and I don't think you really want to know too much about this horror weekend. And then again, maybe you do. Well, we'll just have to see. This is MacDonald Carey, and this is the Big Fatty Online.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.